News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And the law that would require inbound travellers from a number of countries to quarantine in a hotel has finally been signed into law by President Michael D. Higgins. It still could take a week for the law to be fully in operation. Danny McConnell is political editor with the Irish Examiner. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What I find really fascinating about this is that this was the biggest thing in the world 3 weeks ago, and there's not much about it anymore. Now that the law is in, I mean, how enforceable is this? And realistically, how many people are going to go to hotels?
Yeah, it's very interesting how this whole situation came about in the first place. If you remember, it's actually 8 or 9 weeks ago now that the sort of public outcry in the wake of, I suppose, those spiraling numbers over Christmas came about. And what was very clear is that the government came at this from a standing start, that they had no preparations done, despite, you know, calls from NPHET to have this sort of system in place from last May or last June. What's happening now is what we've seen is a kind of legislation rush through the door, and we're still kind of at the stage where the I's are being dotted and T's are being crossed in relation to which hotels will actually be used and how, I suppose, the nitty-gritty of that legislation or the nitty-gritty of how the system will actually work. I suppose what we have to be mindful of, you know, the numbers coming into Ireland are so low relatively to normal times. We're about 2% or 3% of normal traffic patterns coming in, and primarily through Dublin. You know, I mean, Cork and Shannon essentially have been mothballed completely. So the numbers are very, very small. I think it's clear that the onus is on people coming in, that it'll be up to them to have their hotel kind of arrangements made and that quarantine booked if they're coming in from those particular countries. Obviously, there's a requirement for negative PCR tests, etc., like that. And you know, like, people are facing bills of up to €2,000 if they're going to do this system. If they don't do it, they're facing fines of up to €4,000, €5,000, and maybe possibly a stint in jail. Like, so the penalties are quite stiff. I do get the sense that it's more about trying to dissuade people from coming in rather than actually having to go through the system in the first place.
We've seen other countries like Singapore and South Korea have done this extremely effectively, and you don't get out of the airport. You get put straight onto a bus. Have we any indication how the Irish system is going to work? Are we going to enforce this at the airport, or are we expecting Danny to get off the plane, go to the airport hotel like a good boy and stay there for 2 weeks without anyone checking on him?
No, I think the clear intention is that, like that, you'll be transported from whatever plane you're coming in off, and if you're designated as needing quarantine, then you will be transported. My understanding is that the Defence Force will have some role in this, that they will essentially be involved in the transportation of people to the various locations, at which point they will, I suppose, come under the purview of private security firms, which is obviously that's all part of the tendering process that's been ongoing. One would envisage that the hotels that they're going to use will be in some sort of vicinity of the airport. Like, it would make no sense that they would have to travel 60, 70 kilometres somewhere else, you know, in terms of being put into the hotels.
You mentioned a tendering process there, and people who are listening to that will go, why is that still happening? We knew this was coming for weeks, if not months, and it's still not ready now. In fact, it'll be another week before it's up and running. We still don't even know what hotels we're talking about. Government has been accused quite a lot of being surprised by things it should have been aware of. This seems to fall into that category.
Well, I mean, as I said previously, Jonathan, I mean, this was a system that, you know, NPHET and other public health officials have been calling for since last May. But it is absolutely clear to my mind that, you know, when this public outcry erupted in January, no preparations had been done. They hadn't done a single tap in relation to this. So literally they were coming at this from you know, point zero. And, you know, in terms, there's been this massive scramble both to get the legislation over the line and then also to try and hook up with various hotels. But I think that what the reality is that the government just felt either they didn't need to do this, or they set their face on it for a policy reason that they didn't think this was appropriate. But the public essentially has dragged the government to this point, kicking and screaming. But we're, like, as I said, like, this, we're 8 to 9 weeks on from when this kind of controversy erupted here. And other countries have been at this for months. But yet we just don't seem to be kind of quite at the point now to know all the final details. Now, obviously, I expect that we'll get that sort of level of detail in the coming days. But there is a lot of concern that given the pace at which this has happened, and I suppose the, you know, the fact that we are coming from this, you know, from a point where we're not really prepared at all, that the chances for making mistakes or the chances for the system falling down are quite high. And given obviously many other systems haven't kind of held up to kind of pressures in recent times, that's not an unreasonable position or suspicion to have, I would say.
All right. I would agree with you on that one. Danny McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Thank you for joining.